Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Joseph Sternberg in London. Political economics columnist for the Wall Street Journal editorial page. He's a member of the editorial board. We're looking at the despair that is evident in the English, British, UK papers. Good heavens. We have people sitting at the Victoria Station with their luggage with no hope of getting out because the trains are all parked at Plymouth. I see these photographs. We have the airports that don't actually consist of people anymore. They're just abandoned luggage at the airports because nothing's either flying or working correctly. We also have another party. That's the Labour Party, led by Keir Starmer. However, ordinarily, you would say what is to be done with drift is to go to the other party in Parliament. This is an unusual, wonderful opportunity for people to make an argument for the other direction. However, Joe, I don't see a vivid argument. So what is to be done? Is Boris Johnson a difficulty that must step aside? He must step aside before there's remedy. You mentioned in your column that the government is keen on negotiating so that pets can stay at rented apartments, leased apartments, but they're not keen on Brexit. Did this present plunge start with Boris Johnson and Brexit? Can we come up with a simple solution like that?
I think part of the problem here is that the Conservatives have never figured out what Brexit was supposed to be about. I think that there were parts of the party who thought that just the most important thing was to be out of the European Union, and it didn't matter what the UK would do after that. There were some people who thought that the whole point of Brexit was that it was going to allow you to do a big bang of economic reforms and liberalization that would solve a lot of these productivity and investment problems I've been talking about for a while now. The problem is that those reformers were always in the minority of the party. And so you are finding that tendency is not expressing itself now in the policies that Boris Johnson's government is putting forward. He himself has never really been a free marketeer. He's been able to talk the talk pretty successfully when he was writing newspaper and magazine columns. If you look at his record in government as London mayor, now as prime minister, there's never really been an awful lot of action to back that up. Now, his career is still kind of in trouble because it's not good for the party to have the prime minister like this, you know, when you've got this economic disaster going on around you. So I think the temptation to displace him is going to grow, especially because in a couple of days we have these two parliamentary by-elections coming up, which are expected to not go well. For the Conservative Party. And if they lose either or both of those two seats that used to be Tory seats, that will be an opportunity for people to try to oust Boris as the party leader and prime minister again. But the challenge is going to be what comes next. And I think that they're going to struggle to come up with any kind of candidate for the leadership to replace Boris who could both articulate the kind of economic agenda the country needs and then also unite the party behind it.
Keir Starmer, the leader of the opposition, presuming that they've solved something about him drinking a beer while he was on tour with his pals, presuming they've solved all this, the matter of Labour, do they offer a viable alternative for revival or at least awakening of the economy?
I mean, one of the problems that they've got right now and that the country as a whole has is that Keir Starmer was not selected to lead that party to try to be a viable alternative prime minister, which is normally what the opposition party is supposed to do in a parliamentary system such as the UK. They chose him as the leader of the Labour Party mainly to clean up the mess that his predecessor in that role, Jeremy Corbyn, had left behind, which was a very divided party that the voters didn't trust. And there's some sign that Starmer is succeeded in doing that, but he just doesn't have about him the persona of someone that people could imagine being a prime minister. I think that Labour is struggling to come up with any kind of alternative policy vision to these economic problems that would be both correct on the merits and also politically inspiring to the voters. So I think that one of the difficulties that the country has is that there isn't really an opposition party where the voters think that the leader could be a viable replacement prime minister. I think if there were, you would find that that discipline on the Conservative Party would be doing us a world of good at the moment.
So what we have then is Boris Johnson, by default, remains in authority, dashing off to Kiev now and again, and he gets good headlines when he does that. But nobody is excited by the fact, by the possibility that Boris can lead us out of this despair. Is that correct, Joe? We have about 30 seconds.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, Boris is going to hang on for as long as the Conservatives think that it's politically expedient to do that. And they will probably throw him under the bus if they start worrying that he's not going to be the winner that he was in 2019. But, you know, in terms of who replaces him, I think that we need to think that these economic problems will have long-term solutions and not short-term fixes.
Joseph Sternberg writes political economics for the Wall Street Journal editorial page. He's a member of the editorial board. He's based in London. We're going to come home to America next. We're going to talk about the Federal Reserve and the confidence or not the American people have in price stability for the Federal Reserve's task. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Lowe's knows to bring your vision to life, it's important to find the right color. That's why my Lowe's Rewards members get a free Valspar paint or exterior stain sample to test your look to confidently refresh your space. Offer valid in-store only 87 to 820. Limit one per customer while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See associate for details. Rewards program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.